Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
Welcome to Galesburg Live. 7:08. My guest is Sean Kistler, and we were doing what you do when you have a musician in the studio. We're watching rock videos on YouTube. How are you, Sean Kistler?
I'm good. You're blasting Sturgill Simpson in my ears. I like it.
I know. I had to hook you up with a little bit of country music this morning. Sean is Galesburg. Pull that mic down right there.
Hello.
Galesburg born?
No, I was born in Burbank, California.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah.
How come I've known you for 25 years and I don't know this?
It's strange.
Burbank, California.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Television City.
Yeah, exactly. Right across from the NBC studios, man.
So little that you don't even remember that time?
No, I was two when Mom moved me back here to Galesburg.
Moved you back to Galesburg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Mom is, everybody knows Mom. She's a teacher.
She's a retired art English teacher.
Yep.
Yeah, from Lombard.
I didn't have her, but she was there when I was there.
Yeah. She's enjoying retirement and... doing well.
All right. Sean has been playing guitar in Galesburg for, in the promo, over 30 years?
Yeah, it's at least 30 years.
Mm-hmm. You don't look it, brother.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
You look good too, man.
How many bands, you're in Dry and you've been in this latest incarnation of Dry for, it's been together for 20 plus years.
Yeah, at least 20 years. Mike Shoemaker,
yes.
Myself and Juan Alvarado started Dry in 1995. Technically, we started in 95.
Yeah.
But the current lineup has been since 2000.
Jim Morgan.
Yeah, Jim Morgan and Brandon Mary.
Yeah.
Shout out, guys.
Yeah. Are they awake this morning?
Where does time go?
They're not awake.
Jim's probably awake. Yeah, actually, Brandon's probably up and around.
I always say one of the best drummers
I've ever
seen. He's awesome.
He is the timekeeper.
Yeah.
Love Brandon. Good guy. We're all good guys.
Sean is with Dry, and you guys have put out two full-length albums?
Well, three or four CDs. Does anybody buy CDs anymore?
I do on occasion from Amazon.
But yeah, we've got probably good 40, 50 original songs that we what we need to do is put it on YouTube now and get embrace the world of social networking.
In 1997, when our rock station The Laser went on the air, switched from Q93 to The Laser.
97
was it 98? We started playing this.
I think it was 99.
99.
We recorded it in the early 99, and you guys jumped right on it and started playing 14 Days for us.
Yeah. This is 14 Days you hear right here from Sean Kistler, Jim Morgan, and Brandon Mary. Dry, we played the heck out of that song.
Sure did.
It still rotates on the radio
station. I love it. I'll hear it coming home from a gig at about 2:30 in the morning.
Do you remember?
So happy you guys, embraced the local music scene like you have.
Was The Laser the first radio station that you heard
I believe
on?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a station out of Peoria, too. I can't remember their call letters, but they used to spin a lot of local music, too. And we ended up on some of their axe handle kind of stuff, they'd call it. But they'd play original, like, Peoria bands and all around, so.
What was the first thing you heard or watched that told you, yep, I'm going to do that. I'm going to pick that thing up, and I'm going to do that for the rest of my life.
Honestly, it goes back to when I was probably 8 or 9 years old. Of course, I was a big Kiss fan. I remember, like, one of the gals in our neighborhood was dating. He would have been a teenager. Picked up a guitar and started playing Kiss songs in front of me, just right there on a guitar, you know. I was like, wow, you can really play Kiss songs. So, yeah, I've just been kind of... addicted to the guitar ever
since. Ace Frehley.
Yeah. Just the fact that somebody could actually take these magical songs you hear on these records and play them right before your eyes.
Was it Mom or friends or playing stuff in the house?
Friends for the most part. Yeah. Just around music all my life.
And
it's kind of nice to...
Guitar the first thing you picked up, or did you play the trumpet?
Yeah,
did you play some piano?
I messed around with drums a little bit, but it just kind of... Started with mostly guitar, yeah.
Yeah.
It's always been guitar. Now I mess with ukuleles and things like that, too. But, yeah, it's always been primarily a guitar.
Yeah.
Just to make Mom and Dad mad.
And the goal when you started playing, I mean, that's why we pick up the guitars, because we don't like what our parents are listening to.
Well, sure. Something to get the, beat your door down and tell you to turn that down.
That's rock and roll.
That is rock and roll.
Yeah, yeah. Sean Kistler's here. He's in the band Dry, and you also do a lot of solo stuff. You guys are playing, is it a United Way event?
Yeah, they're having their 45th anniversary, just kind of a celebration for United Way, helping Warren County.
Yeah.
It's right there at the American Legion in Monmouth. Starts around 6:30. I think Dry's going to start around 7:30.
Yeah.
Open to the public and all ages. And yeah, there'll be food. There'll be all kinds of things going on, but we're going to get you dancing.
Yeah.
Get people up and moving.
What does Sean Kistler do when he doesn't have a guitar in his hand?
Drink coffee and get bossed around by the wife.
Wife is Kelly Kistler.
Kelly Kistler, yep. She's a nurse now at Rova, the school nurse over there.
Yeah.
So she does that during the school year and spends her summers with the junk drawer. She owns a store down here on Cherry Street.
On Cherry, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All kinds of antiques. You never know what you'll find at the junk drawer.
That's Kelly Kistler, and you got a child graduating tomorrow and a son.
Yes. Shout out to Marissa Miller.
Yeah.
Knox graduating from Knox tomorrow.
You get to see Eva Longoria.
I know, yeah. Easy on the eyes, isn't she?
Yeah. And then...
it's hard liberal, too.
Got a son over in Europe.
Malaysia. Yeah, my oldest son. Oh God, he's going to be 30 years old, Eric. 30. Yeah, he's teaching and tutoring kids, and he's married, and doing real good.
Yeah.
And making good money over there.
Did he pick up a guitar? Did he ever want to go dance away?
He messed around with the guitar a little bit, but no, he was more into the acting field. He definitely did a lot of plays and was always kind of had the acting bug.
Yeah.
But and then he just ended up going into teaching. He's always been real good with kids. And my youngest son is living in Burlington, Iowa.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's doing real good.
Yeah, now, you mentioned Burbank, California you were born in, which I didn't know, which blew my mind.
Sometimes I forget that, too.
At any time, did you have those California dreams?
Oh,
back
yeah.
in the 80s and 90s?
Yeah.
Like, that's where we're going.
I'd say mid-high school years, I thought, you know, like a lot of guys thought they were going to be rock stars,
right.
musicians. You know, I was going to run off to the West Coast and see what would have happened, but... it's probably best that it didn't work out that way.
But, you know,
I might have self-destructed.
A lot of musicians, I used to be more immersed in the local music scene, and a lot of musicians say, how do you make it big? Well, you got to go to where the music is. You got to go to a California or a New York or a Nashville.
Yeah, relocation is that inevitable, I think. I mean, depending on the level you want
right.
to hit. But,
right.
And you have to sacrifice everything. I don't know if I had quite that ambition, but and you know, kids. I had kids early on. My son was born. My first son was born like right after I graduated. So
priorities took over.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Dad. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Good.
I wouldn't trade it for the world, though, man. That's the way it should work out.
And so, were you self-taught on the guitar?
Yeah, yeah. I remember a couple guys in high school would sit me down and show me some scales, but. You know, kids nowadays, they can go on YouTube and learn everything. I used to have to sit with my Def Leppard cassettes and just wear them out and try to figure out the solos.
Yeah, that's it. The radio was your friend. I remember when I worked on the Laser and we started playing Dry music, then I'd leave here at night and I'd go see you guys wherever, or you'd play Laser events. And I hear you playing a song. I'm like, we just started playing this song on the radio. How does Sean Kistler know the chords? How does he nail this song already? Is that what you would do? I mean, just hear the radio. I'm like, I love that riff. We got to do that song.
I just think if you're a fan of music, yeah, you're gonna come around to it. You're going to learn, just pick up what you like.
Yeah, yeah. Sean Kistler is here this morning. He's with the band Dry, and you still go as the bitter man when you do the solo
No, I
thing?
Just go by my name.
Yeah.
Sean Kistler. Sometimes I'll call it acoustic stomp.
Yeah.
I've been experimenting with foot-operated drums where obviously a kick drum is already foot-operated, and then I use my right foot on a little snare drum.
My buddy's been doing that for years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been around, but... He'll have a
harp, a guitar, and the kick drum. Everything's going.
It's a full one-man show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
everything but the kick drum on the back, right, where you're walking through the hallways.
Yeah.
Doing the cymbals.
Well, we'll talk about more with Sean Kistler coming up in just a little while. Before we go, what was the first guitar? Where'd you get it? Did you go buy it yourself? Someone get it for you?
It was a little Lotus, a red Lotus guitar. I don't even know if Lotus still makes them. I got it from Fletcher's House of Music down here on Cherry Street.
Was Bruce Nelson there then?
No, he wasn't.
No.
This would be where McGillicuddy's is, just down from, I guess it's not that anymore, is it? It's a, isn't it a sushi restaurant?
It is now, yeah.
I guess it'd be closer to where Olive's Martini Bar is, right next to.
A Lotus guitar, what did you pay?
I don't know. I think my mom paid like $150 for that thing.
Nice.
Yeah. Kept me busy all summer.
That was like a new shiny bike for Christmas.
It was? Yeah. And then, everything changed for me right there.
Galesburg Live 718. My first guest this morning is Sean Kistler of the band Dry. You can find him on Facebook. Just type in Sean Kistler, and if you want him to play your event, he can. He did bring his guitar this morning. He's going to sing live for us coming up on Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM. Thanks for joining us on 1400 AM WGIL.
Oh, my.
What in this world keeps us alive day after day? Missing you night after night. Don't let me go.